Let's turn our rope round a different way. God asked us to keep his commandments, okay? And here is our person with a knot in the string for every commandment. Now then, we've all just thought about how easy or difficult it is to keep them all. Can I ask you, young people, how many commandments, how many knots do I have to break for man to fall? I've got to break all 10 or just one? Who thinks just one? You see, that's the problem. That's the problem. If we break one of them, we've broken the law. And the fact of the matter is, when it comes to it, most of us effectively end up breaking most of them. There were a group of people in Jesus' day who thought they'd done all right. They could actually say, for the most part, they hadn't broken any of them, practically. But then Jesus said, but I reckon you've thought about breaking some of them. And you've planned in your mind how to get hold of that stuff that's not yours. And you planned in your mind the lies you would tell, even if you didn't go on to tell them in the end. Maybe because you were too scared. Oh dear, we've broken the commandments. How many knots do I have to break? How many commandments do I have to break? Just the one. It's a terrible truth. God is holy up on the mountain. He then tells us his law, and we realize we can't keep it. This is what the writer to the Galatians says. He says, the law teaches you something. It teaches you, you can't climb the mountain on your own. You can't get up to God on your own. You can't keep his law on your own because we break it. But don't despair, because God doesn't give up on us when we fail to do what he wants us to do. Shall we bring this right to the end? At the end of chapter 20 of the book of Exodus, where we start with the Ten Commandments, we find a little hint of God's solution. You see, God has said, I want you to be holy because I am holy. I want you to get ready to see how holy I am. And when he came on the mountain, he gave them the law and he said, this is how to be holy. And then God's people discovered that they couldn't keep the law, so they can't be holy. And at the end of the chapter, we read a little bit about idols, and we read a little bit about altars, and we read a little bit about sacrifices. And we're told that there is a way to get to God via a sacrifice. An animal would have to die in the place of the people. Now, that's not new to the people who crossed the Red Sea, because do you remember that night they came out of Egypt? On that night they had a special feast, a Passover feast, and they had chosen a lamb. And the lamb had lived with them for a few days, and then the lamb had died, and the blood had been put on the doorposts and the lintel. And on that night, God passed over because this animal had died in place of the people. They should have been cut off from God. They should have remained shut off at the bottom. Him holy up there. Here's the boundary. We can't go up. We've got the law. We know we can't keep it. We're cut off. But God said, there's a way back to me. You see, death is what comes to those who remain cut off from God. Death is separation. And on that night of the Passover, the lamb died. instead of the people. But it was only a picture. It was only looking forward. One day, Jesus came. Jesus said, I am the Lamb. I'm taking the place of this Lamb. No longer a picture, now a real offering. The law, we read, is our teacher that shows us our need of this Lamb. Oh, not this Lamb. Actually, I should probably put this Lamb away because the picture is finished, isn't it? We no longer need a picture of a white, fluffy sheep because we have Jesus Christ instead. He is the true sacrifice. He has come to bear our sins so that we don't have to. We have to accept that. You see, Jesus Christ kept all 10 commandments. He actually was able to keep all 10 in his life. I cut it in the wrong place, didn't I? I'll tie it at this end. I'll put a 10th knot back in the string. Honest, I will. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Jesus kept all 10. Okay? He lived a perfect life. He stayed connected to God. And when he died in our place. So we have to trust him. He is now our connection to God. He is the way that we can be holy. He is the way that we no longer need to be cut off and separated. Let me read to you just a few verses from Matthew's Gospel to help us understand. Jesus broke into prayer. Thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You've concealed, you've hidden your ways from sophisticated people and know-it-alls. But you've spelt it out to ordinary people. That's, Father, the way you like to work. And now Jesus resumed talking to the people tenderly, graciously. He said to them, look, the Father has given me all these things to do and to say. It's a unique Father-Son operation. All right, we know each other, we've lived in glory in heaven, that holy place, and now I want to reveal this to you. No one knows the Son the way the Father does. We have this lovely relationship. No one knows the Father the way the Son does. But I'm not keeping it to myself. I want you to know the Father like I know him. I want you to know how holy he is. I want you to cross the boundary and to come up the mountain and to be with God. And to be with me. And he says, are you tired? Are you worn out? Are you burned out on religion? Jesus says, come to me. Come away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. And I'll show you how to walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn about grace. Learn about living the way God wants you to live. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. You stay with me and you'll learn to live freely. You'll learn to live light. You'll learn to live holy. You'll learn to live right. Jesus said, come to me and you will know freedom from the burdens of this world, the separateness, the sin, the rat. You will be able to come up the mountain to the holiness of God and to be with him. We must trust Jesus. We must ask him to help us. That's what it means when we read the Ten Commandments. They're a law we can't keep unless we trust in the Lord Jesus, who enables us to obey and to know God's holiness.